Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
The final edition.
You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do.
This week we're moving toward the holidays, with Halloween and gnomes and Tucker Carlson and normal subway riders and lots of other mythical creatures. Plus, part 3 of the obscure county election that changed nothing, and at the end of the show, Ben sings again. I'm warning you now. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting.
Man on the street!
8 out of 10 women may be wearing the wrong bra size, according to the New York Times. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. 8 out of 10 men wear the wrong size socks, but there's no story about that in the New York Times.
I'm pretty sure that most men are wearing the wrong size condom.
I'm wearing the wrong size hat!
If that bra don't fit you, can I have it?
No! No, you can't have my bra!
I was gonna recycle it. Jesus.
You know how much aluminum's in a bra? I can get 4 to 5 cents a bra at the dump.
Wait a minute. If 8 out of 10 women are wearing the wrong bra size, that means 80 out of 100 women are wearing the wrong bra size.
Why don't they just trade bras?
I just like to use the cups as pockets.
Clear that neither of you have a girlfriend for whom to buy bras.
Your boyfriends buy you bras? That doesn't sound right.
That's why they don't fit. She's coming home with these giant bras.
I just thought you'd grow into it.
He's giving them to the wrong girlfriend.
Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll fall straight back down and snap your neck. Like that. No more suffering. It's the Halloween season, a time when children of all ages dress up as Dracula, Batman, Slutty Nurse, and Hitler, and sit in their homes disturbing no one and avoiding the neighbors. Yes, it's the season for eating candy your parents bought and talking to your friends on Snapchat. That's how Halloween has always been, and it's never been fun. Every one of your neighbors is trying to feed you razor blades and insecticide. That's Halloween for you. It's a tradition. Christmas, too. It's the season to lock your doors, close the curtains, practice drills for an active shooter, and worship Jesus. The season of giving. It's always been like this. So, on behalf of the final edition, let me wish you a happy, spooky Halloween and a quiet and isolated holiday season. And as for Thanksgiving, remember, child molesters are everywhere.
In the faraway land of Gwimmery Gwell, where the Dwimmery dwarves and elf witches dwell, there's a mystical people write all their tomes. I'm speaking, of course, of the ringtone gnomes. Our story begins with a knight, bold and brave, who stumbles upon the ringtone gnome's cave.
Come, squire, we shall take shelter for the night in this cave. It appears to be empty.
Gosh, are you sure, sir?
Why, we're surrounded, squire, by funny little men. Identify yourselves.
We are the ringtone gnomes.
We compose all the songs your phone makes.
You've wandered into our cave, where we write all our chanty tunes.
Gnomes? Why, I thought they were just a legend, like dragons or democracy.
No, unlike those other things, we still exist. But tell me, my foolish knight, why have you come to our cave?
We seek shelter from the perilous storms of Aggalore. I am Sir Stephen Nicholas de Beauchamp, but my friends call me Stevie Nicks.
No, they don't.
And this is my faithful squire, Squire.
Eh?
Ah, travelers! Then you must join us for a tune! I am Apple!
I am Samsung!
And I'm Pixel!
Shall we sing you one of our mystical melodies?
Yes, what fun! Serenade us while we wait for the storm to pass.
Very well. A one, and a two, and a... We are the ringtone gnomes, wrote this song! We are the ringtone gnomes, wrote this song!
Okay, no, please, stop. That is quite annoying. I mean, it lets me know you're trying to get my attention, but I also needed to stop as quickly as possible.
That's the point.
Our songs summon you and compel you to answer.
All thanks to our magic.
Your magic is impressive, fair gnomes, but the sound is displeasing. Have you another?
This is a song we wrote for the time. Phones and a little song we wrote for the time. Phones and a little song we wrote for the time.
Enough! My word, that is somehow more annoying. Plus, it feels pretentiously long.
Thank you.
I respect your ensorcelling abilities, my gnomish friends, but I beg you to not bedevil us further with your torturous magics until the storm has subsided.
Nor can do, I'm afraid. We have more songs to write. Brr, brr. Hello, Moto.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
You think it's your mom, but it's a robo call.
Make it stop!
Oh no, a sword! Ow! Oh, I'm pointy! Oh, I'm bleeding! Oh, I'm bleeding! All my green blood is coming out!
Jeez, my lord, you killed all those gnomes!
Yeah, I decided to put them on silent mode.
This morning at 4:25 a.m. on the final edition's Best of Podcast series, Swami Dan reveals the secret of happiness.
The secret to happiness is accepting that no one is reading your emails.
Swami Dan reveals the secret of happiness. That's this morning at 5:25 a.m. on the final edition Best of Podcast series.
The Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing, Episode 3. Newspaper editor Scott Engeley gets in touch with nature.
Excuse me, Scott? One of you reporters on the line, a Miss Eileen Kennedy.
Finally. Hey, Hilda, you're on all shifts. Have you gotten any sleep?
No, or maybe last night I dreamed I answered phones. Maybe I'm dreaming now. Another call? Yay! Scott, it's me.
Eileen, where the hell you been?
I got arrested for stealing dog poop.
Let me take you off speakerphone. Where are you?
You gotta come pick me up from the courthouse. I screwed up.
No, you're fine. Animal Control called saying there's no story, which means you've got a story. The paper will post your bail, but this is very important. Did you hold on to the dog poop?
I threw it in the bushes.
Hang on a sec. Carlos, do you want to hear the whole conversation or just my half?
I'm leaving.
I threw it in the bushes when they grabbed me. Just pick me up. My friend Carol posted bail.
Why'd you call someone else for bail? Call the paper. We're each other's only friends out here, you know?
I've known Carol for 13 years.
Really? I didn't know anyone in that county before I started working here.
Oh, and if we can't find it in the bushes, it smelled like coffee.
What, the dog poop?
It smelled like coffee. I gotta go. Scott, the chief of the county surveyors is on the line for you.
Hey, this is Bradley Cummings.
Brad, just out the door.
I'll make it quick.
I've had my problems with this paper before, but when it does something right, I believe in saying so. And your story today about Kevin Stonewall was the good stuff.
What story?
On page 3. Of course, I would have put it on page 1, but...
What story?
On page 3. Of course, I would have put it on page 1, but...
What story?
On page 3. Of course, I would have put it on page 1, but...
Crash test.
What?
Sorry, had to say something random to break the loop. Hey, I didn't edit this story. Who's this reporter? Jesse Markham?
Hello, I'm Jesse, the computer-generated reporter with the Keene County Ledger. Is someone calling me back?
No, but I will from now on.
Brad, didn't Stonewall get you your job?
You guys are great. Keep it up.
Ugh. Jesse, how'd this get in the paper?
I interfaced with the layout software. We needed to include this important late-breaking story. Mr. Stonewall says, I'm a rebel.
Important? Your lead is, Kevin Stonewall stands by his many friends in government and has sealed his ascension to statewide influence.
The public has a right to know.
Kevin Stonewall is an unelected power boss.
Hey, Scott, gotta talk to you for a minute.
Ted, if it's about the Stonewall story, I'm sorry. Your publisher, you're supposed to be in the loop. I'm supposed to be in the loop, but...
Oh, that? You know, a lot of people called to compliment it. Nice work.
But they're all people who got jobs because of Stonewall.
Eileen has had 24 hours on this animal control bribery thing. Is she going to get us a daily story today? Because I'm about to head home.
But she actually is onto something. She just got out of jail.
What was she in jail for?
She... Trespassing.
Hi, I'm Jesse, a computer-generated reporter with the Keene County Ledger. I can write 10,000 stories a day, just like today's well-received article about citizen activist Kevin Stonewall.
10,000 stories a day and we don't pay it. Man, I love this thing.
Ted, are you listening to me?
I could write Eileen's dog poop story in 0.0017 seconds.
WDDS, Tony and Bob, 10:05 in the AM. A reminder, we've got an election in Keene County.
Ugh, didn't we have one like 2 days ago?
That was Fire District. This is for county rep.
Jesus, I think they do this on purpose so we get sick of voting. I'm just gonna go vote against all the incumbents.
Ah, come on, that's just stupid.
You're calling me stupid?
I'm saying that's a stupid approach.
So say I'm stupid. Have the courage of your convictions.
Punish the guilty and the innocent alike. You know, you've got a political machine behind the scenes with certain candidates, and maybe you ought to know who they are.
No, I'm stupid.
And how many people can you get in your van?
Well, 6, comfortably.
Comfortably? They're just going to ride for 10 minutes to a voting booth on election day. They're not driving down to Cabo.
I guess we could stuff 3 more in there.
Kevin, you don't have to be here. This is all we're doing, dispatching vans for target voters. You've got bigger deals
this
going.
This is my deal, start to finish. I find voters, I get vans for people who vote right. Nothing happens without me.
I know, it's...
When you pick people up. What kind of music do you have on the radio?
I don't know. It's usually on WDDS, classic rock.
I know what they play on WDDS. I know what every station plays. No WDDS. Put on the oldie station, WPBJ, and you've got room for 10 people.
Where's 6 in the seats, 3 in cargo?
I know your van better than you do.
Where's 6 in the seats, 3 in cargo?
I know your van better than you do.
Where's 6 in the seats, 3 in cargo?
The governor is a robot.
What?
What?
I'm not going to repeat myself.
You said the governor's a robot.
If I said it, it's true, all right? Now, I've got to meet 3 other drivers. Remember, oldies.
Wow.
I know.
This coffee is amazing.
This has been episode 3 of the Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing. Come back next time when Scott Engele drives all the way to Princeton and asks a respected chemical analyst...
You sure there's no coffee in there? For God's sake, smell it.
I know how it smells, but all I found... Sir, put it down.
We're taking a break!
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're
back from break.
Do you live in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
Do you consider yourself non-creepy?
Sure.
Better yet, do others consider you non-creepy?
Well...
Do you love the environment and hate traffic? Then try the subway.
Uh-huh.
Just once. Native Angelinos here's looking at you, brah.
I drive my car onto the subway.
First thing I do when I get on a subway car, lick something. Then nobody bugs you.
I'm 85 years old. How are they still jerking off to me?
I think my favorite time to be on the subway is after the sarin has done its job and everyone else is dead.
But where the heck am I supposed to cry after auditions?
An important skill when you get on the subway is to learn how to ignore the pregnant lady who needs a seat.
Please note that you will have to find something else besides traffic to bitch about at brunch.
No.
This message was brought to you by poor people who would still like to be around non-creepers.
Mayday. Mayday, can you hear me? This is Halt Impeachment Hearing 31. Can you read me? We found a witness willing to go on the record. We need some help down here. Can anybody hear me? We found a witness. We found a witness. We found a witness.
This Halloween, a new terror lurks through Washington. It cannot be reasoned with. It cannot be bargained with. It will feel no pity, no fear of internet doxing. It will have only one purpose: to testify before the House of Representatives and prevent the future of the Trump presidency. It will be called The Whistleblower.
I spent the first 8 days trying to uncover him, and then the next 7 days trying to lock away his testimony forever, because I realized that what was behind that State Department functionary's evidence was purely and simply evil.
Everyone expected it. Everyone will believe it. And nothing can stop it.
What do you want? Why are you saying these horrible things to the President of Ukraine?
Ma'am, we traced the call. It's coming from inside the White House.
If he ever testifies before Congress, the Trump family should be very afraid. Because the House has eyes. Many, many eye votes.
I'm still a Republican. I know some of you still are, too. This whistleblower doesn't want to show itself. It hides behind federally mandated witness protection. But it could be any one of us. It's like that movie The Thing, except no one cares if we all die.
This Halloween, you can't stop Nancy Pelosi's The Whistleblower. Because on Twitter, no one can hear you scream. Unless you type in all caps.
A friendly reminder, all U.S. travelers must get a real ID in order to fly after October 1st, 2020, even on a domestic flight. A real ID can be almost exactly the same as a regular driver's license, except you have to apply for the license all over again with your passport and birth certificate or social security card and 2 pieces of mail, and you can only do it at a few select DMV offices that don't have appointments until next year because freedom.
I heard I also need a real ID to access secured federal facilities. Does that mean I need it to go to the post office?
No, you don't need a real ID for the post office or Amtrak.
So, where do I need it?
Who knows? Why don't you try doing stuff after October 2020 and tell me what happens?
It's going to be a lot of research just to get my birth certificate, which I'll need just to get my passport. Plus, I barely have 2 pieces of mail because I do everything online. What if I, you know, just don't get the real ID?
Not everyone needs a real ID. It just means you'll become part of the permanent underclass of Morlocks who never take a plane anywhere or get a federal job.
By the way, when did Congress pass a law requiring this?
2005.
2005? And I'm just hearing about this?
Yes.
And I'm barely hearing about this?
Yes.
Couldn't this have been publicized a lot earlier and better?
Yes. So start today on your long and exciting journey of gathering paperwork and rushing to appointments, because someday you too will have a real ID, enabling you to live kind of the way you do now. Hello, and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. I'm Tucker Carlson. It's Columbus Day here in the U.S., and that means we're welcoming back a very special guest, one of the great horsemen of the apocalypse, Pestilence. Pestilence, it's great to see you again.
Thanks for having me on, Tucker.
The liberals are at it again, Pestilence. They insist we destroy the great Italian-American holiday of Columbus Day and call the second Monday of October Indigenous Peoples Day. What do you think about that?
Why are they honoring the descendants of weak natives I easily took out with a single bout of smallpox? If anything, they should rename Columbus Day Pizza Day. Then everyone can eat pizza and I can spread E. coli around with my partners at Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. They're good pizza people. Little Caesars.
Pizza Day. All those libtards could order a pizza and it would still honor our great Italian-American legacy. I love it.
And it will help bring back Christ. That's what being a horseman is all about. Pizza, pizza, Tucker. My horse Whitey and I have been waiting for another opportunity to ride through the Americas again. This time, we won't need some wop to roll out the welcome mat. We're gonna bring back Christ the old-fashioned way. By getting rid of godless liberals and their indigenous comrades with their favorite capitalist food, pizza, pizza.
Wow, that sounds like a great plan, Pestilence. And you shared it with our viewers here first.
That's right, Tucker. Of course, your viewers can order from Little Caesars, too. Unlike liberals, we don't discriminate. Little Caesars makes good pizza, better than those Ukrainians. Or Chinese. Have you ever had a Chinese pizza, Tucker? Terrible. What kind of people can't make a pizza?
That's communism for you, Pestilence. Nothing but misery for everyone.
That's right, Tucker. Freedom is pizza E. coli shits you can buy. I'll be live tweeting this next plague and posting shots of me and my white horse Whitey at Little Caesars restaurants nationwide on Insta. Follow me at Pestilence and Whitey. Hashtag pizza pizza.
Truly doing God's work, Pestilence. What an honor to have you on our show. We look forward to Christ's return. Till then, check out this message from our sponsor, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. Pestilence, keep spreading the news.
May Christ's return make every bout of diarrhea more delicious than the last.
Few artists inspire a more uniform reaction than famous plane crash victim John Denver. With his easygoing melodies and simplistic lyrics, his music is universally tolerated. And perhaps no song in his repertoire inspires a greater sense of, meh, this is fine, than Take Me Home, Country Roads, his loving payon to our most toothless state, West Virginia. But what about the millions of Americans not from West Virginia, or the thousands who do live there but pretend they're actually from Kentucky? Don't we deserve a song too? Well, now we do. Because thanks to the miracle of comedy and a certain level of boredom at work, I have prepared a new song set to the same droning chords you know so well, but one that can be sung by any proud citizen, regardless of their home state.
Almost heaven, the state that I'm from. It's got forests, suburbs, and a few towns. Of all the 50, it's the best state. Got a cool state bird and a license plate.
Certain roads take me home to the state. That's my home. My home state is the best state. It's the best, and it's my home.
My state's a woman, that's why I call her. She's a tough old lady and a sensual lover. I know her capital, I root for her sports teams, and my favorite food for regional cuisines.
Certain roads take me home to the state. That's my home. My home state is the best state. It's the best, and it's my home.
It doesn't matter which one you call your home. Yes, all the states are basically equal to me. Even the traditionally terrible ones like Florida or New Jersey.
Certain roads take me home.
I'll take my home
to the state.
Oh, the state.
That's my home.
Oh, it's my home.
My home state is the best state. It's the best. And it's my home.
Sing along at home, everyone.
Certain roads take me home.
Oh, yeah.
To the state.
You know which one.
That's my home.
It's the one that's my home.
My home state is the best state. It's the best. And it's my home. Take me home. Certain roads take me home. Certain roads.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Jessica Park, and Valerie Vandepan. It was performed and improvised by all of those people, plus probably Mike Bisaw. The Obscure County Election That Changed Nothing was written by Barry Lank. This week's episode was performed by Noel Deneen, Liz Haig, John Zack, Barry Lank, Dan Farrell, Roy Koshy, Sean Crespo, Kevin Janis, and Emily Bryant. Everything was engineered and produced by Barry Lank. Lots of music throughout the show by Kevin MacLeod. Our apologies to the late John Denver. Good night.